architectural looking volume, Piranesi drawings, vast shadowy vaults and cellars and prisons haunted by great wooden engines. Quentin knew her. Her name was Plum. She felt him watching her and looked up, raising her eyebrows in mild surprise, as if to say, "You're kidding. You're in on this thing, too?" He shook his head once, very slightly, and looked away, keeping his face carefully blank. Not to say, "No, I'm not in on this. I just come here for the novelty coffee mugs and their trenchant commentary on the little ironies of everyday life." What he meant was, "Let's pretend we don't know each other." It was looking like he had some time to kill, so he joined the browsers, scanning the spines for something to read. The fillery books were there, of course, shelved in the young adult section, repackaged and rebranded with slick new covers that made them look like supernatural romance novels. But Quentin couldn't face them right now. Not tonight, not here. He took down a copy of The Spy Who Came In From the Cold instead, and spent 10 contented minutes at a checkpoint in gray 1950s Berlin.
"Attention, book bumblers, patrons,"
the cashier said over the PA, though the store was small enough that Quentin could hear his unamplified voice perfectly clearly.